Yeah, and I think one of the things, the bye week will help. Falcons do need to get healthy. We need Hankerson back. You need Durant back. You need William Moore back. Robert Alford. Kudos to the guys that were out there. Jalen Collins and Phillip Adams. They're fighting and battling, but you need your frontline guys back. Yeah, and I think that's pretty obvious that while the depth is better than it has been in years past, you still want your frontline guys out there. Justin Durant makes a difference.
Yeah.
Robert Alford is a better corner. No offense to Jalen Collins. He's a better corner right now with the experience. William Moore is probably the best safety. There's no probably. Mm-hmm. He's the best safety you have. You need these guys healthy, and you hope by the time Indianapolis comes to town in, what, about 13 days, you start what is truly the playoff push the rest of the way, and you need to find a way to really hold down home field.
Yeah, you know, Dan Quinn keeps saying we go into every game with a championship mindset. I think you're going to need that more than ever in the second half of the season with who you're going to play and just what's going to be on the line, because it could slip really fast. Mm-hmm. Just as fast as you got out to that 5-0 start, it could slip away. Yeah. And we've got on here is the playoffs the playoffs were a foregone conclusion, you thought, at one point, but it's not looking that way anymore. So there's still a ton to play for right now.
And one thing I'll add is when you're going through these tough times as a team, you got to stick to better. Yeah, but you got to stick together even more now. Yeah. There's going to be so many people out there telling you how bad you are, or this team is not who you know everybody thought they were, and all this kind of stuff. This is the time where you had to stick together. I was watching the Green Bay Carolina game, and you see B.J. Raji and their safety, Ha-Ha Clint Dix, going at it on the sideline. B.J. Raji actually hits Clint Dix on the sideline because Cam and that offense are going up and down the field. They having some things go wrong that they aren't used to, and you see guys go at it. This is the time where you have to stick together and realize – you have so much more still to play for. You still control your own destiny and where you want to go in this league. And the biggest thing is you just want to get in the dance. You want to continue to fight. You want to continue to have that killer instinct like Coach Quinn talked about, like you had in the beginning of the year. And when things going wrong, continue to fight and finish. And this team still can do that.
And that's the best thing about banking all those wins early in the year. When we said, doesn't matter how you win, you got them. It's better to have six of them right now than, you know, had you conceivably lost a couple of them early on. So 6-3, I mean, it's not happy and it's not rosy up here at Flowery Branch, but it's better than it could be. There's a lot of teams right now sitting at 2-7 or 3-6 that would love to trade places with the Falcons. Things are still in front of them, but there are some things to fix during this bye week.